Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, when was the last time someone threw you a real banger of a party?
God, does my wedding count?
You threw yourself.
Can it be called a banger when no one dances?
Oh, here we go.
I mean, leaves at eight.
There was a bounce house, so yeah, it was a banger.
True.
Some of us almost died there.
Uh-huh.
But I'm gonna guess, I mean, I was there. It didn't quite get to the level of Queen Elizabeth II's massive blowout.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, she celebrated her platinum jubilee.
Yeah, and not only did her jubilee give us some of the biggest names in music, we also saw the return of some familiar faces in the royal family.
Yeah, I gotta say, I am always here for some royal debauchery.
Oh my God, yes, and royal drama.
Mm-hmm. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Monday, June 6th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
I feel like it's safe to say if there's one thing the British royals know how to do, it's turn out a huge party. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we got to see this weekend as 96-year-old Queen Elizabeth II reached a historic milestone. Her reign hit the big 7-0, which for those doing the fast math means she took the reins when she was 26.
Yeah. So she actually was coronated on June 2nd, 1953. She became Britain's monarch following the death of her father, King George VI, in February of 1952. She was only 27 years old when she officially became queen, although she had actually been serving as queen since her father's death a year earlier. So her platinum jubilee is a pretty crazy milestone because she's only 2 years away from becoming the longest serving European monarch in history, right behind France's King Louis XIV. And leading up to her platinum status, there were silver, ruby, golden, diamond, and sapphire jubilees.
It makes me wonder, like, how many jewels are left?
I know. Well, they weren't expecting it,
I know.
You know, to go this long for anyone, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, of course, this is going to be a huge blowout. It ended up being a 4-day event where essentially the whole kingdom, if you will, went out to celebrate her. And with an occasion as historic as this one, you know they pulled out all the stops. So, like we said, it was a 4-day event, and the celebration kicked off with a military parade at Buckingham Palace last Thursday. Now, this parade, for our non-British listeners, is also known as Trooping the Colour.
Interesting. So then on Friday, the royal family attended a church service of Thanksgiving at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Queen Victoria also marked her Diamond Jubilee at the cathedral in 1897 with a similar service. So you know how they love their old traditions. They're like, nothing should change, ever.
I mean, if it works.
And then on Saturday, they spent a day at a horse racing track, Epps and Downs, for what's known as the Kazoo Derby. The Queen was not able to attend either event due to mobility issues. It was actually reported that she experienced some discomfort during the first day of the Jubilee celebration, mostly because they played rugby. I'm just kidding. Could you imagine, though, if the Queen was playing rugby?
I would love that.
My favorite thing of all time. So her children, Prince Charles, and Princess Anne went in her place. The palace said the Queen watched the Thanksgiving service and the horse races on TV from her apartments in Windsor Castle.
Can I just say, this is so classic party. Like, it's like when you get, like, too sick at your own birthday party because you're too drunk and
been there.
Your friends keep partying without you.
Yes.
And it's like, have some respect. God.
That, ironically enough, probably was the actual last time I had a banger.
When you were too drunk at your own party.
I got too drunk. Yeah, at my own party. Oh, so sad.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
And so the most anticipated event of the weekend came that evening with the BBC's Platinum Party at the Palace.
Ooh.
Love a good alliteration.
Ooh, same.
It was a massive concert that was hosted by some of the biggest names in music, and they all came out to perform in honor of the Queen. And not only was the crowd treated to an incredible night of music, they also got to see the Queen herself get in on the fun.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is why she didn't show up to that horse race.
Yeah.
Practicing her moves.
Uh-huh.
So before celebrations got underway, the evening's program had a pretty unique opening act. In front of a crowd of thousands, there was a pre-recorded sketch that was screened outside of Buckingham Palace that featured the Queen and Paddington Bear. So in the video, Paddington offers the Queen a marmalade sandwich, which was tucked under his red-brimmed hat.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells the Queen, I always keep one for emergencies. But the Queen has her own secret sandwich. She opens her black handbag and pulls out a sandwich, telling Paddington, so do I.
Okay. You know how there were all those rumors that Kim Kardashian and Pete tried to get into this royal jubilee that was, like, not actually true? But after this sketch, maybe they should consider letting Pete come to the next one. You know, what was the point of this? Please tell me.
Listen, this just feels like a sketch that I wrote before I knew how to write a sketch. And I support it. I'm like, you know what? We all got to start somewhere. And to be fair, I've kept food in a purse, so it's not that ridiculous.
All right. I'm just, maybe 96 isn't the year to kick off your sketch comedy career. I'm just saying.
It's never too late. We've all seen the posts on Instagram.
Okay. So the concert actually kicked off with Adam Lambert, who I famously love so much. And the band Queen doing the classic We Will Rock You. And in the opening of the song, the Queen and Paddington Bear were shown in a video tapping their spoons against their teacups to the beat of the song, more classic, timeless comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So the lineup was really incredible, though. It included legends like Diana Ross, Duran Duran, Alicia Keys, Rod Stewart. And one of the real standout moments came from Sir Elton John himself. He sang Your Song in a pre-recorded video. Elton was unable to be there in person because he's currently on his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, which I famously attended 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's been saying goodbye for a long time.
Yeah, he has.
My thing about this is he's a sir, which is handed down by the Queen, I think.
Yeah, yes.
So I'd be like, listen, buddy, take a day off your tour and come sing to me in person. I made you a sir.
I mean, Arisha, her great-grandchild didn't even want to be there. So, like, Elton John doesn't have anything better to do?
Oh, man, that kid.
I cannot with him.
Yeah. Speaking of the royal family, usually they're not the most emotionally expressive people in the world, youngest grandchild notwithstanding.
Right.
But things were a little different this weekend. During Saturday's concert, both Prince Charles and Prince William gave pretty touching speeches to the Queen.
Yeah. So in his speech, Prince Charles spoke about his mother and said, "You laugh and cry with us, and most importantly, you've been there for us for these 70 years, even when I was being an absolute asshole to my wife, who is a queen."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he also said serving the public was what gets his mother up in the morning and thanked her on behalf of the world. And Prince William's speech had a little bit more of a serious tone. He said, "As the Queen celebrates her platinum jubilee, the pressing needs to protect and restore our planet has never been more urgent." He added, "But like her, I'm an optimist."
Okay, so is this just him doing damage control from all the backlash he's been getting about...
Good question.
It just seemed, I don't know, I guess when you're in the public...
Opportunistic?
Yeah, when you're in the public, you're always looking for opportunity, it seems. And it's like, I don't know. I was surprised that Prince Charles felt more... like loving, I guess, or like personal versus William, but he's on my list. So,
yeah, I guess. Well, maybe Prince Charles is just better at bullshitting at this point.
Oh, God.
He's been doing it longer, you know?
He learned real good. And then, of course, this isn't royal drama without Harry and Meghan. They attracted a ton of attention considering this was their first royal event in 2 years, but it's been reported they wanted to finally introduce their daughter, Lilibet, to her great-grandmother, even though tensions with the family still seem pretty high. Mm-hmm. So at Friday's Thanksgiving, Harry and Meghan arrived ahead of Prince Charles and Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, as well as Prince William and Kate Middleton. And it's the first time the three couples have appeared together in public in more than 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, as William and Kate were making their way to their seats in the front row, there was no eye contact between them and Meghan and Harry. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're all just looking too into that. Who knows? We love to do that.
We really do.
And when Prince Charles passed by the row with Meghan and Harry, he was photographed looking away, which he could have been looking at anything. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
So many people in this event.
Yeah, like come on. And following the service, many members of the royal family headed to the Lord Mayor's reception, but Meghan and Harry didn't attend the lunch on Friday or the small family lunch following the trooping parade on Thursday. They also skipped out on Saturday's concert, and instead they spent the day celebrating Lilibet's first birthday privately, which I think is fine.
It's one of those things where it's like, you think about family events, especially family events that last a few days, which I can't think of any that I've had at my family, but
right,
like it's not crazy to not go to all of them.
I know.
And when there's a ton of people everywhere, I'm always zoning out and in another world. So it's like, I'm not necessarily looking at people.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's tough because I do think that like Harry and the Queen still have a good relationship.
Yeah.
It seems like just based on everything I've read. So it's probably like, I don't know, kind of torn because you have to be with the rest of the family also. And that's who wants to do that.
Yeah. Well, and maybe Harry was like, listen, your youngest son is being a little brat, making all those gestures with his hand, nana and boo boo, which come on, it's not 1991.
Yeah.
So he was like, I can't be with this.
Yeah. No, makes sense. I heard Kate actually say, well, I'm rubber and you're glue. So
that'll do it.
Yep.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.